Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning in to Walking in God's Purpose Ministry. This is Evangelist Hayes. God bless you. Thank you. On this great Sunday, April the 9th, 2017, which is known as Palm Sunday, and a lot of us will be celebrating Palm Sunday, but we have to know that it's all because of Jesus. It's nothing but about Jesus. And today I have a lesson that I'm going to teach and preach on today because it's real dear to my heart. And you all know, any of you all that listen to me or talk to me in any way, or I run across you anywhere, you know I always talk about Romans 8 and 28. Well, God has put it in my spirit to preach it and to teach it again today. And you know, I'm glad about it because you know what? As I begin to teach it and to preach it, I begin to hear a different revelation. I begin to see things in a different way because of the growth that God has given me. And God gave me this scripture way back when I first started my walk in Christ. And I know some of you all may not remember some of the things that God has given you. But when I first met Jesus, He gave me this scripture, and he also sent me the scripture, Matthew 11, I think it's 11 and 28, the one where it says to learn of me, to come on and to learn of me, and my yoke is easy and my burdens is light. He sent me that one, but he gave me this one. So I'm going to preach on Romans 8 and 28 today. I'm going to go into prayer, and then I'm going to go in, and I pray that something is said that will bless you along your way. And I say to everyone with a bow down head, lift your head up and look unto God, because he is the God of everything. He is the God and the finisher of everything. And I bind the spirit of suicidal, and I bind the spirit of depression, and I bind the spirit of anything that works against the word of God today. I'm going to go into prayer, and I pray for each and every one of you all. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you for right now. I thank you, Father God, that you are God of the whole universe, that you are God, that I am, that I am, that I am. I know that you are in full control, and I know, Father God, that you do whatsoever you will, Father God. I know that you have the king's heart in your hand, Father God, and for that, Father God, I thank you, Father God. I thank you, Father God, that nothing will last too long. I thank you, God, that you have a beginning in it and you have an end in it, Father God, because it says in your word that you are the beginning and the end, that you are Alpha and Omega, Father God. And for that, Father God, I thank you, Father God. I ask, God, that you would take this word and do what you will with it, Father God. I ask, God, that you would come in and have a seat in here, that you would orchestrate, Father, that I would preach and teach it in a way in which you want me to do it, that I would decrease as you increase, Father God, that someone may hear you, Father God, and say, what is it that I may do to be saved? What is it that I may do to go back, even though I have gotten out the arch of saving? What can I do to get back in God's grace? And that I will turn and I will repent and go back to my Father. Father God, please bless this word as it goes forward, Father God. Now, Father God, as your servant, Father God, I ask, Father, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer, Father God. I thank you, and I thank you, and I praise you, and I'm grateful for this day and this opportunity. To you be the glory, Father God, for all that I do. Thank you for the fresh anointing, Father God. Thank you for hearing the cry of your people, Father God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. God bless you. And as I said, I was to be coming out of Romans 8 and 28, and we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God and is called according to his purpose. It says to God's purpose, not our purpose. We have to keep in mind that we are called according to God's purpose. And to let you know, now this word is for the believers. This word is a promise to the believers. So we have to get on board with what God has already established for us. This word, Romans 8 and 28, is for you that believe. It's for you that know the Lord Jesus Christ. It's for you that trust him. It's for you that when you call on, you know you'll get an answer, and you will trust the answer. And it says in Isaiah, it says, who report will you believe? It says that you will believe the report of Jesus Christ, because he is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. He is in full control. Nobody's greater. When you say I am, what do you put in front of I am? What do you put behind it? Nothing. He is. There's no beginning with him and there's no end with him. We have to know that we know that we know who he is. God bless you. And the subject today is God works in all things. God works in all things. Okay, somebody may say, well, what do you mean God works in all things? No matter where you are right now, no matter what's going on, God is right there. If you are a believer and you trust and you believe in him, he's right there working it out for you. You have to understand that. God has a purpose for every season of our lives. The lonely season, the sad season, the successful season, the season of waiting, the season of grief. We don't understand because we don't see God in there unless God is doing what we want him to do. But we have to understand that God is an all God. God is all-knowing. God is omnipotent. It's nothing that he cannot do. It's nothing that he will not do. And God can do it for me. He can do it for you and you and you and you and you. Because he's all-knowing. He's all-doing. He's not a God that's limited to anything. He is the God of the whole universe. And if you have never thought about what the universe is, take a time this week and go and look up I am and look up the universe. Look up the universe. Look up kings of kings. Look up lords of lords, so you would know that you serve a true and power God. Hallelujah. And there's no one greater than him. Search high and low, no matter where you go, no matter who they call on. They have to call on Jesus. They have to call on Jesus. Because when it all said and done, every knee is going to bow unto Jesus Christ. And yes, he's coming back again. And you must know who he is, so you will not be falling behind the Antichrist, that you will be falling behind the true and living Christ. Oh, bless God. Thank you, Holy Ghost. This is not a promise for everybody. All things do not work together for good for everybody in the world. It just doesn't. They only work together for the good to those who love God and trust him with their plan. With the plan, you got to trust him. You got to know him to trust him. And you got to know that he has a plan for you. That's why he says in Jeremiah 29:11, "For I have a plan for you." Remember when he told Jeremiah that he knew him before he was in his mother's womb, that he was called a prophet? Because he knew him. And that's the way he is about us. He knows who we are. God knows his children. It says, let us keep in our minds that if we are believers, if we're believers, nothing comes into our lives that can filter us by heaven, that is not being filtered by heaven. In other words, nothing comes in your life that God has not already filtered. God already knows that he's coming. He already knows the beginning of it. He already knows the end of it. Just like he knows our thoughts from afar, he already knows the trouble that he's coming to. And he already has the end for it. He already has the answer for it. So you don't have to worry. And God does not hide the answer from us. That's why we serve a true and living God. Your life is not a ransom series of freaky accidents, occurrence or situations. God never does anything by accident. You were not born by accident. You did not get put off your job by accident. You are not where you are by accident. You did not get that full education by accident. You did not get that promotion by accident. It's all because of God. He has an appointed time for everything in your life. Even the bad things, yes, even the bad things. Even when I lost my dad, when I lost my uncle, my grandmother, you know, right then and there, I'm grieving. Of course, that hurts. But do you know that works for my good? Because some had to die that we may live. And they have finished their course. God has set times for them before they came into this world. We have to stop trying to do God's business. We have to know that God works in all things, and we have to allow God to do what he do, and we have to trust God. We cannot only trust God when things are going the way that we think they should go. We got to trust God when things are not going our way, but we have to know that in the spirit realm that it's already done, and God has already given you the victory because you trust in him. Because we know that all things are working together for your good because he promised, and God is not a God that he should lie. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, bless you, Jesus. Do not misunderstand me. God does not have to plan all the plan problems in your life. He don't. He don't have to plan it because we do it ourselves. We end up, we do things and then we go, well, Lord, how come you let this happen to me? Well, because God gives us a free will and we can do whatever we want to do, but he will warn us. You are being warned by the Holy Ghost. And if we cut down these iPods and get off of these phones, cut these TVs down, we will hear the word of God. We will hear God speaking to us. We don't hear God because we're not listening to hear God. We want to hear everything. We want to keep up with the world, but we want to dress up on Sundays. Nope, that's not the way it is. We have to be in tune with the Holy Ghost. We have to be in tune with the Lord Jesus all the time so you can hear what he has in store for you and what the plan he has for you. He does not need God does not need to put problems in our life because we do it ourselves. You come up with them yourself. Bad things happen because of bad decisions you make. Me too. When I say you, I'm talking about me also. And they also happen because of bad decisions that other people make for us, where you are not an innocent victim. We're not innocent to a lot of things because we allow it. We get in with it. We know that we were going to be. We know the Holy Spirit has warned you, but yet instead you want to go because you want to be popular. You want to go. You don't want to be on the skirts of the thing and trust God to put the people in your life that will help you or the people in God that would help you make the right decision, you want to go the other way. Well, when you go and you trust trouble, you're going to be in trouble. God does not have to plan bad things. He is not an author of evil. He's not. God is nothing but love. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. That's all he is love. And if you're doing anything but loving and trusting God, then you're out of order. You are not a child of God. You got to line up with the word of God, and you got to love God with your whole heart, mind, soul, and body, and then you have to love your neighbor as yourself. That's why God is working in all things. And one may say, well, what do you mean, God don't love me? Well, if you're not lining up with him, if you're not with him, he loves all of us. But if you're not trusting him, how do you know him? We got to get it straight in our hearts. And maybe that it was kind of didn't come out the way it is, but ask God to reveal it to you. Stop picking at everything that's being said and take what you need off the table and be sad with it. But God cannot draw good out of each. Okay, it says, but God can draw good out of each event in our lives. He can draw good out of whatever we're going through, no matter what it is. You think about that when I got laid off, he drew good out of that because he put me in various places that I would have never thought that I would do, and I never said that I wouldn't do it. But it has worked out for my good because God was working in it. You know, and that means even single events, no matter how dark or shameful or how guilty or bitterness you feel about it, God can bring good out of it. He can work it for your good, no matter what you're going through, even going through the drug part, even being gang raped, even being molested, all of that, the abortions, all of that. All of that, all that shameful stuff that you're ashamed, that you don't want nobody to know because you think they're going to look down on you, but that was part of my journey, and God took me through it, and he brought me through it, and he brought me to the day, and he's still not through with me. I'm not ashamed of my testimony. I'm not ashamed from where God brought me from. I'm thankful that God took care of me and brought me through it. I'm thankful for where I came from to where I am today. Because if it was not that God was on my side, where would I be today? So don't be ashamed of where God is bringing you from, as long as you're not being stuck in it. Like my uncle used to say, don't get stuck. Come on through it and let God bring you through it. And if you got God on your side, you'll make it through. You'll make it to the other side because that's what God does. The Bible does not say all things are good. Not all things is good in the world. There is a lot of bad. But it does say that things work together for the good to them who give God all pieces and say, will you work? It will work out for your good. See, we give everything to God. That's why we go to him in prayer. That's why when we go to him in prayer, we turn our lives over to him. And we ask God, Lord Jesus, help me, Lord. I can't do it by myself, Lord. Touch, heal, and deliver, Lord. Whatever you need, you call on him, and he will come and see about you in due season if you faint not. And as we continue to walk down our journeys, we have to understand that God will do it. He has an appointed time for everything. It may not seem like he's going to do it, but he will do it. I mean, if you just put your trust in him and doubt not in him and watch God make a difference in your life. And as you begin to really trust God, then as we trust him and we ask God to make a difference in our life, we have to get in his word. We got to know what his word is saying. And his word may be something that you're thinking is not fitting with what you're going through right now. But it really is fitting with it because God's word works for our good. God's word is in everything. And we have to understand that if Jesus Christ suffered, we're going to suffer too. It says here in 1 Peter 5 and 10, but the God of all grace who has called us unto his eternal glory by Jesus Christ, after that ye had suffered a while, made you perfect, establishing strength and selling you. Once we go through whatever we're going through, God is going to establish us and he's going to settle us down and we're going to be okay. It's trusting in God. It's knowing that God loves us. And then in Genesis 50 and 20, it says, but as for you, yea, though evil against me, but God meant it unto good, to bring it to pass as it is this day, to save such people alive. So we have to know that whatever the evil is, God is turning it around, that it's no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We got to know that God is God, that God is a God of another chance. God is a God of many chances, that God is right on our side. We got to know that God is taking everything and working it for our good. In James 1 and 12, blessed is the man that endures temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to them that love him. You keep on going through. You keep on going through your tests. You keep on traveling, and God will take care of you. At the end, you will get what is due you. God has not forgotten about us. And that's why it says that God is working in all things. Even though you think you're going through a trial and tribulation, that nobody's there. Have you ever been in court and there by yourself, didn't know what to do, didn't have attorney, didn't have money, thought that everything was going to go against you, and God was right there all the time. God brought you through. God brought somebody over there to help you. That's the way he is, because you trust in him. See, when we begin to trust in God and lean in not to our own understanding, God will see us through. That's what this word is. I'm giving you word. I'm giving you his word, because when we give him his word back, God's word, he's going to perform his word. God's word is not coming back void. We got to get out of our quotes and our words and give God back his words. We got to stop praying in God's words. Revelation 3 and 19, as many as I love, I rebuke and chastise, but exhale thereof a repentance. So whatever you're doing is not right, you need to repent. You need to repent and come out of it and ask God. And then God will take care of you and come out of it, because if it's not of God, then you don't want to be in it anyway. And anything you're doing, if God's word ain't in it, it ain't nothing but sin no way, no matter how you're doing it. You are, I'm so blessed. Are you? Are you? Is God working in all things for you? Are you blessed? Are you trusting God? Who report do you believe? Think about it. In 1 Corinthians 1 and 9, God is faithful, by whom ye were called unto the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. He's faithful. He's faithful. God is faithful. And we have to understand that. And in Ephesians 3 and 11, according to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Jesus Christ our Lord. Everything goes through Jesus. Everything filters through Jesus. We have to understand that God is working in all things. We have to understand that God set the plan up and he put it in motion from the beginning. We have to know that we served him and was in spirit and in truth. We have to serve him that way. So as you go, get an understanding. And maybe it's not coming out the way that you think, but take the scriptures that I'm giving you and meditate on them, and ask God to give you a revelation on them. And then you can share them and pass it on. 2 Timothy 1 and 9, who has saved us and called us with a holy call, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. See what I told you? Before the foundation, this was already put in motion. God didn't get up this morning and said, oh, okay, I'm going to let Evangelist go out there. I'm going to let Connie go out there, and I'm going to let her bring a word. This was already done. I'm just walking in my journey. I'm just walking in my destiny. I'm just walking in the purpose that God has for me, because I thirst after him. I'm chasing him because I want to please him. I may not be pleasing unto you, but I want to be pleasing unto God. Then Deuteronomy 6 and 5, and it says, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. Because God is working in all things. So we got to love him. You got to love him to know. And then here in Deuteronomy 8, 2 and 3, it talked about when they was in the wilderness. It says, and thou shalt remember all the ways which the Lord thy God led thee, 40 years in the wilderness, to humble them and to prove thee, to know what was in thy heart, whether thou would keep his commandments or no. And he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger, and he fed thee with manna. See that? Which thou knowest not, neither did their father know, that he might make thee known that man does not live by bread alone, but every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord does man live. The word, we have food, natural food to eat, and we have the word of God to eat. And we have to know that we know that we know that God is constantly talking to us. You may not share it, but he's talking to you. He's getting you on track for your destiny, your journey. God is working in all things for our lives. God will not fail us. We have to trust him, and we have to understand him. And when you get into the mode of suicidal or depression, get in your word. Get in your word and ask God, and God will give you a peace surpassing all understanding, because that's what he do. We have such a loving dad. You got to make it personal. You know, maybe you're not. Maybe I'm not saying it the way you would say it, but it's personal to me. When I say Romans 8:28, and we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God and call according to his purpose, calling to his purpose, that's personal to me. That's personal because I believe that. I trust that. I believe God's rapport. I know that he's going to bring me out all right. I know that. Even with my tears in my eyes, even when I'm being mistreated, even when I don't have what I think I should have, even when it seems like the whole world is being blessed and I'm not, I still believe in Romans 8:28 that it's still going to work for my good. I still believe that God's going to bring it out all right. I believe it. I still believe that God has the king's heart in his hand. And I believe that if he has not done that, it's because he has something greater for me, because I believe, because I'm his, because I'm called according to his purpose. Because he foreknew me, he predestined me to be here. So if I do what he say, he got me. And that's the attitude that you need. And trust in him. And he will never, ever, ever fail you. In 2 Timothy 2:19, nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth that they are his. And let everyone that name the name of Christ depart from iniquity. So when we're, even me, if we're calling on Jesus and we believe in him and we really believe that it's working for our good, we got to let go of the world. Because he left us here, but we're not a part of the world, y'all. Not the ones that have been called and chosen by Christ. We have to let the world go. Because the world is doing what the world wants to do. But we have a Savior. We have a Savior. We have somebody that we can turn to. So we must know that. And we have to keep in mind, in 1 John 4:19, we love him because he first loved us. We do know that he first loved us. You do know that Jesus paid the ultimate price for us. You do know that he loves us so much that we keep our minds stayed on him. And we need to be grateful and we need to praise him. We need to acknowledge him in all that we do. That's why it says in Proverbs 3:5, it says 3:5-6, it says, in all thy ways acknowledge him and he shall direct our path. We got to know that he's directing our path. We got to know that he's right there. And God has not forgotten about us. Stop thinking that you're alone. No man is an island. When God gets through with you in the season that he has you in, he will elevate you. Your promotions come from God and not from man. God promotes from everywhere, from the east to west. God puts us before kings and kings. God is working in all things. Don't worry about the people saying what they're saying. You just keep pressing the mark for Jesus Christ and walk in obedience to him. and he'll show you the difference. He'll show you the difference in serving him other than pleasing man, because that's the kind of God he is. And keep, we have to just keep on knowing that things are working for our good. So as we walk our journeys, we must continue to trust God and keep it together and know that God is working for us. Then we must learn how to quietly quiet down. We must learn how to get in his word. We must ask God to show us his promises that he has for us in the season that we're in. And then I said in 2 Timothy 2 and 15, it says to study to show thyself approved unto God, that a workman need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the truth, rightly dividing the word of truth. And you know the word of truth is God's word. We do know that that is God's word. We do know that God's word is true, and we do know that God's word is not coming back void. So whatever you're thinking today, wherever your mind is, get your mind off of the evilness, get your mind off of confusion and nonsense, and put your mind on God. Ask God what is the word that he has for you to hold on to. Because I'm telling you, I hold on to Romans 8 and 28. And we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God and is called according to his purpose. And it's not that I don't like other scriptures, but love other scriptures. But that's the one that he gave me. And when I get in trouble, and then he told me also that he would never leave me nor forsake me, I hold on to what he gave me. You got to hold on to what God gives you. God will give you just what you need, because God knows your path and he knows the journey that you're going to take. And when you take it and go down the path and the journey that God has assigned for you, God will perform what he said in your life. You cannot be doing what other people are doing and trying to do other people's journey, because that is not assigned to you. It will come to naught. You got to be doing what God has assigned you to do. It may not look like my assignment. You may not do what I do in my assignment. Your assignment may be totally different than mine, but it is to God's glory that you do it, because God has given it to you. Trust him and watch him bring it out all right. In my closing today, God never closed. You know, God is all the time available. We just have to learn how to call on him. And we have to be able to accept the way he gives it to us. We have to be able to accept what he's doing when he does it. We have to understand and trust in God. And he will bring everything out all right now. You better know that he is. Like that song said, he's intentional. God is intentional. Do you know that? Do you know that God has already set it up? Who can stop him? When God says so, when God says there's a yes, who can stop him? Who can you tell? Who can you run and tell on God on? Can your pastor do anything with God? No. Can your mama? Your dad? No. God is. God is in control of everything and everybody. There's nobody bigger, greater than him. That's why when it says I am, what can you put with I am? Oh, my God, where's the closure? Where's the opening? Because there's no closure, no opening, because he is. He's all existing. He's everywhere. He's everything. There's no end to him. There's no end to him knowing. There's no end to nothing. Just trust him and watch him bring it out all right. In my closing, no matter what's going on, God will work it out for our good. This is a promise to believers, so just hold on to God's unchanging hand. I know that God will do it. I know that God will be done. I know it will be done, because he's that kind of God. And we have to trust him, and we have to understand that if God said it, I believe it. If God said it, I trust him. If God said that I can do this or that, if God say I should live and not die, if God said that he's going to supply all my needs according to his riches and glory, I believe him. You got to have the mind to believe what God is saying to you. You have to trust him. You have to know that any day that you get up, God is working all things out for you because God has us in the hollow of his hand, and no man can pluck us out. We got to know that God is God. We got to know that there is nothing too hard for God. We got to call on him and know that we will get an answer. We got to know that God is our shepherd, and we shall not want. We got to know that he is the good shepherd. We got to know that he is the divine. He is divine. He is the husband. He's the father. He's everything. We have to know that we're connected to the connector. We have to know this. We have to know that it's a divine connection in our life. We have to know that God has a plan for us. We have to know that the Lord is our shepherd, that we shall not want. We have to know how to look unto the hills from which cometh all our help, and know that God is working in all things, no matter what, that he's going to bring it out okay. And why wouldn't you trust a God like that? Oh, turn it over to him and watch him work. And then if you don't have no joy, leap for it. Ask for the joy. Ask for the joy of God, not the joy of man. Because if man give you joy, when they disappoint you, your joy is gone. Ask for God's joy, unspeakable joy from God, and watch him make a difference in your life. And I thank you for tuning in on this Palm Sunday, and I pray that something that was said would help you along the way. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I come to you as humbly as I know how, Father God. I ask, Father God, that you would take this word and do what you will with it, Father God, that it would bless those that need it, Father God, that you, Father God, would be glorified for what I do. Thank you, Father God, for using me as thy servant, Father God. Thank you for loving me, God, which I know, Father God, that you're working it out, Father God, and I know that all things are working together for the good to them that love you, and it's called according to your purpose, Father God. And for that, Father God, I thank you, Father God. Thank you for another chance, another opportunity, Father God. Thank you, God, that you reign it, Father God. Thank you that you reign it in victory, Father God. Thank you, Father God, no matter where we look and where we go, Father God, you are always there, Father God. Thank you, Father God, that there's nothing too hard for you, Father God. Thank you, Father God, I can call on you and get an answer. Thank you for your fresh anointing right now, Father God. Thank you for right now, in Jesus' name, I pray. Thank you for receiving this word. Thank you, Father God, for doing what you will with it. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. And as always, if you are out the ark of Savior, go to Romans 10 and 9 and confess your sins unto God and ask him and get back into the fold. So this too will be working for your good. This is a promise to the believers. And who before will you believe? Trust God and watch him make a difference in your life. If you need to speak with me, I am available on phone number 708-715-4545. Leave a message. I'm not available, and I'll call you back. Then I have Walking in God's Purpose Ministry at gmail.com. You can email me. Whatever you email me, it's between me and you and God. Praise God. Then I have a new website that it's not new, but I upgraded my website. Stop by it and go by it and put a comment or let me know you dropped by or like me on Facebook. Even tweet. I tweet every day. I'm a little tweeter. I tweet every day a scripture. I put a scripture out on Facebook every day because God led me to do that in my journey. Maybe it's not somebody else's journey. Don't understand why I do it, but I'm being obedient to God. You need to get obedience to what God wants you to do too. Stop watching and following the crowd and start listening and following what God has for you to do and watch it make a difference in your life. To God be the glory for all that I do. And today, just love on purpose. Love somebody on purpose today. And see, don't it make a difference in your life? And help somebody on purpose today. Be led according to what God is asking you to do. Thank you. And if God say so, I will speak to you next week. To God be the glory for all that I do. God bless you.